So many things for everybody today. So many fantastic little videos to show you of all of the stuff that's going on in the world. But first, we need to talk about the fact that hyperinflation is coming. The world is falling apart. Even Jack Dorsey of Twitter is warning us. You guys, get your gold.
Get it.
There is no better time than now to start investing in a tangible, holdable, caressable asset.
Love it.
Like physical gold.
Right. Everything's turning to crap. You need the gold. It's going to be worth something in like 5 years where everything else is like.
I mean, for real. It makes me feel like a sense of security to know that I'm collecting through a subscription service, which is what is so great about Acre Gold. I'm collecting bars of gold in my safe. And I know that that's something, it's not sitting in some bank. It's like in my own personal safe. And you can, you know, $50, $100, whatever you want to do per month to earn your gold, like a layover plan. That is how Acre Gold works. So all you have to do if you want to check it out is visit getacregold.com/checks. And by the way, you can qualify to win a gold bar. It's very, very easy. All you have to do is tweet or post on your social media and mention @get_acre and say, hey, here is why I should be the next winner of a gold bar. And then you might be the winner. They give away a lot of gold bars via that method. So getacregold.com/chicks. And if you want to mention them for the giveaway, @get_acre.
Do it.
Do it today. Okay, so let's start with the Build Back Better plan, which as we all know, because we're smart people here, is a total disaster. It's a complete transformation and undoing of our world as we know it. It's a way to get us all cradle to grave dependent on the government.
What is the price? It's $1.7 trillion now. They whittle it down to like just a mere $1.7 trillion, right? So that would be a lot more palatable to all of us. Munch on $1.7 trillion, right?
I mean, nobody can even comprehend that number, right? Like, that's not a comprehensible number. It's not something that you can wrap your mind around.
They think it's a bargain. So,
oh, yeah. And actually, you know what? That makes me want to start with AOC. I have a clip of AOC because she's talking with a committee, I guess, about this plan. And she's very upset with Republicans and conservatives who are calling this a socialist takeover of our economy, because she is such a commie and believes that that is actually insulting to socialists. I'll let her tell you.
Commentary from my colleagues across the aisle and, you know, claiming that the Build Back Better plan, reconciliation, infrastructure, social infrastructure, et cetera, is some big socialist conspiracy. And I just want to address that very quickly, because the idea of a current package where we are debating means testing, modest investments, minimize climate action as socialist is an insult to both socialists specifically and the general public's intelligence generally. Moving on.
So she's just very open like that. It's not socialist enough.
No, it's not social. And you don't want to. I mean, why would you want to insult socialists and commies? Why would you want to do that? Especially since she is one.
Just unreal how open. I mean, do you remember like that used to be something that was so taboo that the mere thought of it was like sent everyone, all Americans. We were like running away from that because it's so un-American.
Right.
And now it's like a congresswoman of the United States is bragging openly that this is not socialist enough for her.
And she's not the only one. There's a lot of them, because they feel like it's democratic socialism. That's what it is. We're going to do it better. It's socialism light. You know, they think it's going to be better. It's not. It's never good. It's never good. The socialism and communism, never good things ever.
You know how we know? History.
Right. That these yahoos haven't read history. They don't care about history. And if they do, maybe they need to go live in socialist countries. That's where they
I'm legit afraid that we are going to be Venezuela by this time next year.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if Jack Dorsey is saying that we need to be careful about hyperinflation, And he's one of the people that is ultimately responsible for it. I mean, he's more than anyone helped get this guy into office.
Right, exactly. Plus, he's a human goat. It's true. It's hard to take him seriously. But when he does open his mouth, he gets off of his yoga mat and he opens his mouth. Is that a goat? That's not really a goat. That's more of a sheep. I got to find my goat.
Oh, yeah, I have one. I forgot.
It's Jack Dorsey. When he stops meditating, he gets off of his mat and he actually goes, I'm going to think like a businessman today. Mm-hmm. He'll say something that makes just a little shred of sense. And holy crap. Yeah, it's kind of terrifying. You're right. We could become Venezuela in the next year or two if we're not careful. And nobody's being careful with
no.
Nobody.
And what's crazy is that yesterday I was noticing, because remember we did talk about it that Kamala had put out a tweet saying we're the first administration to have a national gender strategy.
Right.
And I had retweeted that and I was like, here are the issues that are happening right now. Like, there are empty grocery shelves. There's like all of this mandate stuff that's causing people to lose their jobs. There's the border that's exploding. There's inflation that's exploding. There are 13 Marines who have not received justice for their murder in Afghanistan. I mean, I listed all these things that are wrong. A whole bunch of leftist idiots responded back, basically saying that I was making up that there were food shortages, that I was making up that there are empty shelves, or that there are supply chain issues, that I was just making it up.
Oh my God.
Because their grocery store is full.
Yeah, their personal one is full. Plus, they don't hear about it on these other stations that they watch. If you watch CNN, MSNBC, they're not talking about this stuff, Mock. They're just not. They're not. Because I'll flip to them. You know, I do. I flip to them. I'm a complete masochist. And I will flip to those channels and I'll see what Rachel Maddow is talking about. She's not talking about any supply chain issues. She's not talking about any of this stuff. She's talking about the election.
Oh, my God.
She'll talk about Trump. They're still so fixated on Trump and how much they hate him. That's what they talk about. They're not talking about all the crap that Biden screwing up. They're not talking about the border. They're not talking about any of that stuff. They're not talking about how the world is basically exploding around this administration because he is effing things up so badly.
So fast.
Right. They wouldn't talk about that. They're not going to talk about any of his failures, which is every single effing day.
They have no success to point to. Not a single one. Nothing.
Nothing. And it's like the only thing that they would report about that would be maybe news is COVID. That's it.
Right.
That would be the only thing that, you know, liberals will talk about is COVID. COVID.
And only if they can rip on Governor DeSantis, which they can't because now Florida is kicking all the ass.
Right. Right. But they'll still rip on him.
Oh, I mean, God.
They're going to do it. This is the thing. This is all these people have to talk about. So they don't know. So all the people that came to you on Twitter, it's because they're ignorant.
Yeah. Well, this is what I was like. So you're saying that because you're not personally affected by something, it doesn't exist. The problem doesn't exist.
Right.
Here are 72 links that it took me 10 seconds to look up when I just type in food shortage into Google. Here you go. I mean, it's the news is there if you just
they're like,
open your eyes. Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Biden is awesome. This administration's great. And it's gender strategy.
Oh my God.
Mike Pompeo was talking last night. I think I was in the car getting ready to pick my daughter up from swimming, and I happened to hear him talking about this very thing, Mike Pompeo, on Hannity, like on the radio, and you could hear in his voice like the pain, like the urgency, like the what in the hell are they doing? They're talking about gender when they're like everything's burning. And this is what they're talking about. And it's like, what is even happening? Like
Janet Yellen just yesterday announced that she's hired, what is it called? She's hired the first counselor for racial equity for the Treasury Department. This is what she's focused on.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're broke. And we're paying that person how much? Probably 200.
I don't even want to know.
Probably 200 grand a year with full bennies, a pension, everything. And, you know, that's great. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah.
So I want to show you Biden doing his whisper yell again about the Build Back Better plan because he is a complete psychopath. But before we do that, I do have an email to read you about MyPillow. This is from Jenna Newby. And Jenna writes, Mock and Daisy, I'm truly enjoying my slippers and towels from MyPillow. My husband is waiting for his pillow to arrive any day, and I will be ordering the moccasins shortly. We have been eating our Omaha steaks as well. You two have become quite the influencers in our house. Now, here's the part that is going to touch you right here. You're going to rub it in.
Right in the feels, like right.
Yeah, you're just going to rub them right in. She says, most importantly, I've been watching you both daily for a year now. I love you two. I spoke to my mom about you last December. I let her know that there is a hide your wives, hide your kids content at times. And I knew she wouldn't think that was funny, but I knew she would appreciate your political views. My mom passed away in early February and we never discussed it further. But the other night when I was looking through her Facebook page, she was following you and it made me happy to know that she was watching you as well. Oh, keep being God. You, Jenna Newby.
Oh my God, right there. Like right there.
Just rubbing it in. Rub that into your heart. So sweet. But she ain't lying about the slippers, you guys, or all the rest of the stuff from My Pillow. And we have our own landing page that you can go to and see all the discounts for yourself, mypillow.com/checks.
Oh, and I'm whispering. I'm whispering that.
Oh, that's right. And we'll get to the whispering in just a second. We're going to talk about Biden whispering. We're going to talk about us whispering.
I'm whispering that.
So use that code at that landing page, mypillow.com/chicks. You're going to get discounts on everything, but especially right now, it's buy one, get one on their sheets. So don't forget about that. So Joe Biden whispering first, and then we'll get to our whispering. So he's talking about the Build Back Better plan, obviously, because that's what he is trying to get out on the road and get in front of and get people to think it's great, even though nobody thinks it's great. And his ratings are tanking by the day.
He's like a snake oil salesman. He's yeah. out there on the road, you know, trying to sell something that nobody wants.
And nobody is telling him ixnay on the isper way ellingye. Like, stop that because that it's really completely good. Freaking people out.
Really good. Pick Latin is hard. That was good.
So I'm going to show you just the first 40 seconds of this clip because he employs both of those weird, bizarre tactics. And I will never understand why he thinks this is effective. Here you go.
The Back Better Plan is going to cut child care costs more than in half for low and middle income New Jersey residents. Under my plan, no middle class family will spend more than 7% of their income on child care. We also extend historic middle class tax cuts for parents by expanding the child care tax credit. Everybody talks about children, and Josh has heard me say it. I view it as a tax cut for middle class families. A tax cut. We never have an argument when we talk about the wealthy. This is a tax cut. It changes the lives of the American people.
Jesus. What? He is off his rocker, man. Completely off his rocker.
That's not normal behavior.
Well, it is for somebody who's suffering dementia. It is. I mean, it is. Seriously, ask anybody who knows like a person who is going through that, who is like whispering, like screaming and like
really
and going through the roller coaster. Yeah. I mean, there are people who will say that like their parents or their loved ones who are going through that are very like screamy and whispery and And yeah, I mean, this is
you know, what was going around on Twitter yesterday is that video from when he was campaigning and there was a guy, I think it was at a car plant. I can't remember which one, but the guy got into his face about the Second Amendment. He was like, you want to take away our guns? And there was that exchange that went viral at the time. Well, it's gone re-viral right now because of how much more lucid he was just a year ago. You know what I mean? It's like really a dramatic change. And he's so angry and mean in that video.
My God, if you look at videos of him, like Tucker last night had all these videos of him from years ago talking about the border and how he literally is a completely different person now. He's completely different. Like, and you know what? It's because he's so malleable. And they can manipulate him and whoever's pulling the strings, whether it's Obama or whoever is pulling the strings behind the scenes, because God knows he's not running the country, y'all. Everybody knows that, right? I mean, if you have half a brain, you can tell that he's not the one running the freaking country. You can manipulate this guy, obviously, because he's like, I don't know who I'm answering questions from. And they're telling me I can't answer this question.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Right. He's not doing it. So whoever's pulling the strings knows that they can actually pull his strings. And so, I mean, you can look at him from 5, 10, 20 years ago. He is literally a different person now. And when I say different person, we're talking different ideology.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They thought they were getting a moderate. You didn't get a moderate. You got a puppet is what.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So speaking of whispering, got an email yesterday from Susie. Susie, not happy with us right now.
It's Susie with an I with a heart over the I. Susie. That kind of a Susie.
Right. Susie wrote, please stop the whispering. And I'm going to read this verbatim because I don't understand how she talks exactly. So I'm just going to read the words as they appear on the email. It's creepy at when Biden does it. And it's annoying at when you do it. Not funny, not cute.
Well, I mean, we were trying to be cute.
That's and our so goal you were like, day. Wait, when do we whisper? And I was like, I think she means when we say,
shh. Yeah, I think that's
the only thing I could think of.
Yeah. Because most of the time, because my boss, listen, I'm on a phone. And so, and I don't have a good mic here. So I'm constantly speaking as loud as I can. So I'm not whispering a whole lot.
No, it's just when we say the chicks.
Right. Is she new here?
So clearly she must be, because people at this point who have been watching us well know better than to tell us what to do.
Right. You know, I mean, it's been a long time, Susie. You know, we've been doing this since 2009. When people tell us what to do, you should hear what we say when we're not on the air.
Yeah, we had choice words for Susie.
Not pretty.
I'll tell you what I responded to her. I simply wrote back and I said, Joe Biden is the president of the United States and has infinite power and control over how our lives are shaped and impacted. We are two chicks with a podcast that no one is forcing you to listen to. We aren't changing.
She's really polite.
I was thinking so many mean things, though.
Right. We said all the things.
Genucel, as you know, is the line in Chamonix, which is based on their amazing plant stem cell technology. We call it fluff butter. Mm-hmm. So that right. is how we refer to it.
That's the technical term.
And we're talking specifically about their XV cream, which is your favorite.
Yeah.
The anti-wrinkle, like just fluff butter amazingness.
You guys, if you could feel it, you could feel how soft it is. So soft and silky. Yeah.
Well, here is a little tidbit of information that we just learned about it. It was whipped up, that fluff butter, by a local pharmacist in New Jersey for just one of his customers. And then that started this itty bitty local company in New Jersey. And then it just took off like gangbusters, because when people try it for the first time, they don't stop. Like they're like, oh, I want this over and over again, and I won't use anything else.
Yeah. They're like, I'm going to need my fluff butter fix. That's what I'm going to need.
And the XV cream comes in the most popular products package. Anyway, so that's one of the packages. They also have a spa package, which is one of my favorites, and it's 50% off of all of their packages if you go to lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/chicks.
You should do
it. Now you know. Now you know their little backstory, and yeah. So that makes it even more interesting.
Good backstory.
So the last Biden clip I have for you is of him talking to school kids. And he apparently has a level of comfort with kids that he doesn't have with adults, where he feels comfortable telling them that he is in active avoid the press mode, as if we didn't know. Right. But here is what he says about dealing with questions from the press.
President, you see all these people here? They're with you all the time. They get to ask you all kinds of questions, and you try to figure out how you can avoid answering them sometimes.
Oh, okay. Thanks for admitting that.
In front of a bunch of kids that don't want to even hear that.
I know. They were like, I just want to color.
Half of them are like, who are you? Like, what is even going on? Yeah. It's such a stage proppy kind of, I was so uncomfortable with that whole exchange.
I know. Well, anytime he's around children, I get a little nervous.
I'm uncomfortable. Yeah, me too. I'm completely uncomfortable. It's like, just stay away from the children, Joe.
Right.
Stay away. Step away.
Okay, so the last clip that I have for you is of Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar was apparently speaking. She's in a school gymnasium, so I don't know who the audience is. I'm imagining that this is probably a town hall of hers. And so she's talking. Minneapolis right now is facing like the hugest uptick in crime because their police department was gutted because of people like Ilhan Omar demanding that the police be defunded. So now the logical consequence that anybody with a brain could have seen coming is that there's an uptick in crime. Things are really, really bad in Minneapolis right now. And she has the unmitigated gall to blame the uptick in crime on police not doing their jobs correctly.
I mean, I just can't with this. Like, I mean, if Democrats are like, oh, yeah, that's logical. you have a mental disorder. Like, you have problems. Because what she's saying is police aren't doing their job because police aren't doing because police aren't in their jobs. What it's like?
She's mad about the staffing level. Like, apparently there's a contract which requires a certain level of staffing, and I think they're below that now because the morale is so terrible.
Well, because of people like her. Because of people like her, they leave, and then she's like, "Well, I'm mad because you're not there."
Yeah,
you made it that way, Ilhan. And also, right. By the way, you married your brother. And there's proof of that. Like, there's articles about that where it's like there's DNA evidence that she married her brother. No one cares.
No one cares. And not only do they not care about that, they don't care about the tax breaks that she got as a result of that for him.
Right.
I mean, there's so much tangled up with that story that will never be prosecuted because she is a safe leftist lunatic. Right.
There's like everybody's claiming statute of limitations and she's a Democrat. Let's just face it. She's a Democrat. So she's going to skate and nobody cares. She married her freaking brother. Why is she in office?
I don't know, but I'm going to play you this clip. And then luckily she doesn't do that thing that she normally does with her voice when she's always talking like everything's a question. And she does that like giant thing at the end of sentence. I cannot stand.
Well, I mean, at least she doesn't whisper mock. Cause that would be annoying.
That would be annoying.
Right.
That would be at annoying.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Okay. I'm ready.
I'm not going to make people listen to the whole thing. It's unbearable, but you'll get the general idea.
The lawlessness that is happening is due to two things. One, the police have chosen to not fulfill their oath of office.
Oh my God.
And to provide the public safety they are owed to the citizens they serve.
They owe
right?
them?
It's documented.
They
but even before that, it was documented. Minneapolis Police Department is the most dysfunctional police department in our state and probably in the country.
She is a hag.
I can't even listen to more of her.
Watch that. I can't even watch her blame the police.
It's incredible.
Oh my God. How is she in charge of anything? She married her brother, you guys. She married her brother.
And then somebody else married her after that. Like right. She is married to a person now.
And then she produced children. Just, you know, sit on that for a while.
And like, isn't her oldest daughter super activist-y too?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Oh God.
Huge lib. And you know what? She'll run for office. You know what? She'll win in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
This is
that's right.
What happens because Democrats. What happens?
Did you see that story about the Spanx CEO?
No, I love her, but what?
Is oh, you that, do? I didn't know anything about her.
It's Sarah Blakely. What
yeah.
What did she do? I love her. I follow her on LinkedIn. I love her. What did she do something bad?
Oh, no. She did something amazing. So, she I don't know if she, like, they went public or did something, like, some huge, she sold Spanx and she got, like, billions of dollars.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, she made the announcement to all of her employees, like, every last employee got 2 first-class tickets to anywhere in the entire world, plus $10,000 to go on whatever their dream trip is.
I love
isn't that
her.
The cool? So there's video of like everyone losing their absolute shit, right? It was like Oprah's favorite things. It was like everybody was crying and I mean laughing and just carrying on. It was really cool.
I absolutely love her. Yeah, I follow her on LinkedIn and she's just one of my favorites. I just love the way she runs her company.
Yeah.
I've always loved her as like a person. I don't know what her political affiliation is. I just love her. And she's just really inspiring and she's a normal person. She's like you and me, at least
yeah.
I felt like she was. She's like you and me starting a business. And she's just like, you know, be grateful, be gracious, be good to people. And I love this.
It's such a cool story.
It is. Love it. How cool is that? I didn't know she did that.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Good for her.
Isn't that the coolest?
Good for her people. I love that. What a cool company. It makes me want to run out and buy more Spanx.
Anyway,
what are we doing? What are we doing today? It's Tuesday, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for saying that, because that reminds me, we had expected to have Molly Hemingway this week to talk about her book. She's had to push that to next week. So this week's episode of our weekly deep dive is on other things.
Yeah. A bunch of social stuff. Yeah.
So it comes out tomorrow. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. If you need help finding that, go to our website, chicksontheright.com, and click on the little cartoon picture, and it will take you to all the various places that you can pick up our deep dive weekly podcasts.
And listen, I hope everybody has a great day, but I hope Susie has an especially great day.
Have a great day, Susie.
Have a great day, Susie.
Have the day you deserve.
The day that you deserve, Susie.
Democrats start heading for the congressional exits. The left wants us to lower our consumer expectations over supply chain problems, and we're celebrating 11 years of our podcast. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll serve up the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and make sure we all get some laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.